The next proof text, Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 13. We come next to examine the same subject as taught in Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Will the reader open the divine volume and very carefully read the letter from its beginning to the 6th verse of the 4th chapter inclusive? We have not room to transcribe it all, but every word deserves to be indelibly written upon every human heart. We will begin with that portion of it supposed to give support to the theory of unconditional election. The Apostle says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation." Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 13.